The Schizophrenic 60s Television from Andy Griffith to Dr. Kildare. Since black and white TV can rarely be seen anymore, it's something of a shock to recall, and still more of a shock to learn for the first time, that color telecasts were not commonplace until the mid-1960s. In fact, in 1965, color exploded all over primetime viewing hours. Slow to start in the 50s, color telecasts accounted for only about 1,000 hours on NBC in 1960. This doubled to 2,000 hours in 1962, with one authority counted as more than the total of American color motion pictures produced in the previous decade. At mid-decade, ABC upped its color broadcast to 50%. CBS reserved color for specials, and NBC could be thought of as the peacock station when it began boasting of being the full color network. By the end of 1965, 96% of NBC's nighttime schedule, as well as all of its sporting events and specials, were in lavish color, encouraging about 3 million Americans to lay out $500 for a color set, half the price of the color set a little more than a decade earlier. By year, here is the decade's most popular shows. 1960, Andy Griffith Show, premiere October the 3rd, starring Andy Griffith as Sheriff Andy Taylor, a widower, 6-year-old Ronnie Howard as his son Opie Taylor, and fidgety Don Knotts as the television's most inept, hypertense, nervous Nellie deputy, Barney Fife. The homespun rural sitcom took place in the peaceful, crimeless town of Mayberry, North Carolina. That there was a crimeless town anywhere in the country was still credible in I Like Ike innocence of the 1960s. Affectionately called television's most sophisticated rural sitcom ever, as compared to the cornpone likes of Beverly Hillbillies and Green Acres. The show won 6 Emmys and remained on air until September the 16th, 1968, always in the top 10. The strength of the show was in the gentle, understanding, philosophical outlook of its lead, Sheriff Andy. Though he had a drawl and a hometown manner, writes fan John Javina in Cult TV, he was no hayseed. He was a bright humanist with a badge, enforcing the law by bringing out the best in everybody. With Mayberry, town speed limit, 20 miles an hour, crimeless, the jail never had real prisoners. Its single cell resembled a comfortable living room in which a temporarily inebriated or a rowdy local was more the sheriff's guests. Fidgety Barney saw trouble where it didn't exist and was forever advising Sheriff Andy to nip it in the bud. Fans of the show counted the number of utterances of this phrase per episode. Episodes centered on the relationship of the sheriff, his deputy, and son with the cast of citizens of Mayberry, such as Andy's girlfriend, schoolteacher Helen Crump, Barney's girlfriend, Thelma Lou. Actor Jim Nabors joined the successful sitcom in the spring of 1963 in the role of a naive, goofy, lovable gas station attendant, Gomer Pyle. He worked at Wally's filling station and uttered deep-voiced exclamations like "Golly" and "Shazam!" and bade everyone a big grinned goodbye. Lots of luck to you and yours. Neighbors, of course, soon left the program for his own sitcom in 1964, Gomer Pyle, USMC, as did Knotts a year later for his own variety show, The Don Knotts Show. The Griffith Show had been created in 1960 specifically for then-movie actor Andy Griffith, who wanted to break into television and was convinced by Sheldon Leonard, executive producer of the successful Danny Thomas Show. In fact, TV viewers first met Andy Sheriff in a pilot that was telecast as an episode of The Thomas Show, Danny Meets Andy Griffith. 6 months later, actor Griffith became a TV regular. When he decided to quit the show in 1968, it was rated number one. Rocky and His Friends, ABC premiere September the 29th, 1959. The Flintstones premiere September 30th, 1960. These are my favorite. Television executives in 1990 would daringly pit the cartoon The Simpsons against the wildly popular Cosby Show. 3 decades earlier, adult and primetime cartoons were a new feature in television, most notably involving the adventure of an impish flying squirrel, Rocky, who sported a pilot's helmet and an elf's grin, and his devoted sidekick, Bullwinkle the Moose. Rocky and His Friends premiered in late 1959 and was soon retitled The Bullwinkle Show. Episodes pitted the squirrel and the moose against evil Russian agents, Boris Badenov, bad enough for any occasion, and the femme fatale, Natasha Fatale. They were in cahoots with Mr. Big, Tiny Midget with grand designs. Another cartoon segment that appeared regularly on the show featured a polite and scholarly dog, Mr. Peabody, and his young student friend Sherman. The two characters traveled in time in their Wayback Machine in clips called Peabody's Improbable History. Adults loved the show as much as or more than the children, a signal to producers. The fall of 1960 saw the second cartoon in prime time, Friday night's The Flintstones, Stone Age Honeymooners, deliberately patterned on Jackie Gleason's successful honeymooner characters. Fred and Wilma Flintstone were the equivalent of Ralph and Alice Crampton, while their neighbors, Barney and Betty Rubble, were inspired by Ed and Trixie Norton, more or less. The show's gimmick was to feature modern technology and prehistoric setting, and the Stone Age suburbanites were a huge hit with adult viewers. The award-winning show ran for 5 years. Other primetime cartoons were rushed onto the airwaves. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Top Cat, Benny and Cecil, and a takeoff on Amos and Andy, and that's Calvin and the Colonel, all debuting in 1961. The next season introduced adult viewers to the Jetsons, cartoon cousins of the Flintstones, who lived in the future. The animated series followed the wacky adventures of a typical space-age family. The fad for primetime cartoons soon yielded the shows of Mr. Magoo and Bugs Bunny. Mr. Ed, a step away from primetime cartoon, was the 1960 sitcom featuring television's first talking and wisecracking horse, voiced by the former cowboy movie star Rocky Lane. Mr. Ed addressed his wimp of the owner Wilbur in a breathy, "Well, come on, Wilbur, let's go." And he was based on a series of popular films in the 50s that featured Francis, the talking mule. The show opened each week with the Palomino, who played the horse's sidekick, his head, through a barn door, greeting viewers with, "Hello, I'm Mr. Ed." Dr. Kildare, NBC premiere September the 28th, 1961, and Ben Casey, ABC premiere October the 2nd, 1961. A second vogue in the early 60s was prompted by the discovery that viewers love doctor shows. Dr. Kildare and Ben Casey began in the fall of 1961, airing within days of each other. Dr. James Kildare, played by Richard Chamberlain, became a TV hero, symbolizing President Kennedy's New Frontier philosophy, which called on youth to get involved in shaping the future of the country. Kildare cared, and some critics claimed that the tremendous success of the show was not related to the atmosphere of caring embodied in organizations like Kennedy's Peace Corps. Dr. Kildare came to television after having been an extremely successful series of movies in the 40s. It made Richard Chamberlain the hottest TV idol of the early 60s. Fun-loving facts that John Genova points out, Richard Chamberlain got more fan mail than Clark Gable did in his prime. The show's theme song became a top 10 hit. Dr. Kildare comics sold over 500,000 copies in 6 months after the show debuted. The program was so popular behind the Iron Curtain that Polish Communist Party rescheduled its meetings from Wednesday to Thursday as not to conflict with the Wednesday night telecast. Whereas Dr. Kildare was a mild-mannered internist at Blair General Hospital, Dr. Ben Casey, played by Vince Edwards, was a brusque and burly neurosurgeon in County General Hospital. Casey was a macho doctor, writes Genova. His shirt was always open, revealing a thick mat of chest hair. Half humane hero, half sexy truck driver, Casey would violate any hospital rule to save the patient's life, and the plots often revolved around such infractions. For a while, Vince Edwards and Richard Chamberlain vied for TV's biggest sex symbol. Female fans, torn between the gentle Kildare and the gruffy Casey, wore oversized buttons to proclaim their devotion. Now, I did not watch the Dr. Kildare show or the Ben Casey show. I watched all the other shows, and my parents loved the sitcoms and watched Andy Griffith all the time. And it's really funny to see Ron Howard as the successful movie producer today after seeing him walking with his fishing pole and his dad down a country lane to go fishing. So we'll have more of these wonderful shows. And I guess I should mention that we didn't really have color TV in our house when I was a kid. It was when my wife and I were first married in the 70s, when Charlie's Angels was on, that we got our first color TV. Now, the source for this is Panotti's Parade of Fads, Follies, and Manias, The Origins of Our Most Cherished Obsession, and that is by Charles Panotti. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.